Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, we're glad you did that. Welcome aboard. Bob Negan is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Bob's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the founder of WhizBang Training. And this is a guy who cut his teeth in the retail business and in an unlikely business to make a living 12 months out of the year in. He sold kites for 12 months out of the year and did well with that. And he's moved on to telling people like you and me how we can learn from him. And he and his wife, Susan, have written a book called Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. And he's our good friend. Bob Negan, welcome to the show.
Well, Jim, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Bob, I took one of my grandsons about 2 weeks ago. I took him and we bought kites and we flew kites.
Well, good. Did you have a good time?
We had a great time. But you know, kites aren't like they used to be. I couldn't find one of the old classic kites.
No, it's hard to do anymore, isn't it?
There are no box kites. There's no cross shaped kites. You know, with the classic kite, and you know when you buy a kite these days, they don't have tails on them.
Right.
Well, and they act like there's not even a place to put a tail. But I can't fly these new kites without a tail.
Well, Jim, you just need to go to the right place and talk to the right people. But there's a very real reason why the classic diamond-shaped and box kites aren't the most popular kites, aren't the kites that are being sold, you know, by most places. It's because they're not the least efficient flying kites, you know. So, for instance, a delta-shaped kite, which is a triangular-shaped kite, three sides, they're the most efficient flying kites. They fly in the widest range of wind speeds. They're the most stable flying kites. So people have the most success with
them. I don't like those, though. They're not. I don't like those kites.
Hey, Jim, you're showing your age.
I know. Hey, listen. I actually thought about making my own kite. You know, we used to do that when I was a kid. Did you ever do that when your kite broke and you didn't have enough money to buy a new kite? You just went and got a newspaper and built your own kite.
No, I didn't, but...
I did that.
I've heard the stories. Somebody told me that's what happened, so...
Climb up in a kite-eating tree and get the frame down, you know, and...
Absolutely.
But we had a good time.
Every kite story.
Every father and every grandfather should go out and fly a kite with their grandchildren sometime.
Absolutely. You know, there's something about flying kites that it's such a memory maker.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, that's why I'm kind of chuckling here, because I have heard every kite story you could ever imagine. And whenever the old-timers would come into my store, I mean, somebody, you know, over 60 or 70, they would always tell the stories about when they were kids on the farm. And, you know, there's just something about a kite and flying a kite that really creates a very, powerful...
One thing I've noticed, though, Bob, is that the young kids these days, their kite-flying... attention span is a lot shorter than mine was when I was a little guy.
I think that's correct. I think that there's shorter attention spans in general. You know, video games and, you know, I mean, there's
all that stuff.
Their brains different.
But Bob, you made a living selling kites 12 months out of the year. So that in and of itself is, you know, it's pretty impressive. So when you speak about retail, when you speak about being successful in the marketplace, I encourage my audience to listen too. And you know, we got some stuff going on in the economy right now that's pretty shaky. We got a lot of different stories, but most of them are not too good. Even people who are surviving are having to work a lot harder just to survive. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, so there's a couple things. Some people are saying flat is the new up, and You know, there's some truth to that, Jim, but let me just also say, you know, people who are in our retail mastery group, which are people who have bought our retail mastery system, and, you know, we do all the stuff together, you know, I hear reports, lots of reports, being people being up 25, 30, 40, even one person's up 60%. You know, so there are people who are thriving in this environment, and it's not just retail. I know that your listeners are, you know, represent a broad spectrum of business. It's not just retail. You know, I just heard from somebody who's in our group who has a limousine service out in New Jersey. You know, and he's up 25% in February in an industry that was, you know, I mean, that is just tanking right now because corporate travel is down.
Right.
And, you know, so people are doing things, and the people who are up are the people who are aggressive, who are, you know, really getting out there.
When we come back after these messages, Bob, we're going to get you to give us some of those tips and best practices to help us grow our businesses. Quick break, folks. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it. We built it for you so that you can come there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there, articles, archives of interviews that we've done all the way back. We started capturing them and archiving them in 99, even though we've been on the air since 97. And so we got thousands of those. We got thousands of articles that either I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. We've got my blog is there, which we update on a regular basis. The new blog post is about entrepreneurs and bumblebees. And then we got, of course, our newsletter. You can subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And then, of course, we have our knowledge base, AskJim.biz. I hope you'll check that out, too. And don't forget, if you like to follow Twitter, if you like to use Twitter, you can find me there, too, twitter.com/JimBlasingame. So check that out, too, and follow me on Twitter. Bob Nagin is with us. Bob, are you on Twitter?
I am in a very nominal way. The last time I was on your show, Jim, you said, Bob, when you get off the phone, go do something, get your name right now. So, and I did that, but that's as far as I've gotten. But,
all right, well, you need to go check.
Said that. Having said that, everybody's telling me I need to do it. So it's something that's moving its way to the top of the list.
There you go. And that's twitter.com/BobNagin, N-E-G-E-N.
Yep. N-E-G-E-N, backwards
Ian,
and forwards, same way, yep.
Bob, you were telling us about some of the things that give us some of the tips and some of the best practices that you know and that you're seeing out there that are helping some people actually refuse to participate in a recession.
Absolutely. So there's a couple things. First of all, it's the mindset. You know, that's right. That's exactly right. Refuse to participate. You know, so here's what's happening. There's a couple of different groups of people. One are the doers, and they're out there doing things. And there's another group of people that are hoping things will turn around. And then there's the final group, and this is a group that's going out of business. And these are the people who are putting in their heads in the sand and trying to hunker down and wait it out. And you can't wait this thing out. The deal is...
We don't know how long this is going to last.
We don't know how long it's going to last. And, you know, and what's going to happen is the people who go... There's too many stores, there's too many businesses, and a lot of them don't really... I mean, frankly, don't deserve to be in business. And this is good, you know? I mean, so I do a lot of work in the garden industry, garden centers. Mm-hmm. You know, when times are good, everybody who loves the garden puts a little roadside stand up. Well, you know, all of those dollars are being that they do are being taken away from
the pros,
solid business people. So, having said that, the first thing to do is to understand that you're in this for the long haul and that you're going to be incredibly proactive. So, when I talk about the mindset, you know, the mantra right now is activity, activity, activity. You know, I was telling you about my friend Bill over at Red Bank Limos in Bank, New Jersey.
Yep, we know where that
is. You know, he came to one of my programs, and I love to give away gift cards. So it's like giving a discount, but it's got a deeper emotional value. So Bill started giving away gift cards. $25 gift cards to acquire new customers. And he was successful with it. And now he's doing some partnerships with people. So he's got a high-end health club that's giving away his gift cards, and he's giving away gift cards to the health club. And he's been so successful with this particular tactic that now he spends a half a day every week just finding ways to give away gift cards. 2 weeks ago, he went out and just went out downtown, walked around on the street, and handed them out. But, you know, I mean, so there's
So what happened is what he's done is what we've talked about on the show before, and that is don't lower your price, but give people stuff.
That way you
haven't devalued the value of your product, because whenever the economy turns around, you still got the you established a value, a price for your product or service. You just stop giving it away.
You are absolutely correct. And not only that, but, you know, the beautiful thing about gift certificates or gift cards or giving them away is when you give away a discount, a coupon, you know, it doesn't have any emotional value. But when you give somebody, I mean, he walks around and says, here's a $25 gift card for the next time you've got to go to the airport. You know, it's a gift.
Right.
And the rule of reciprocity, which is a social psychological rule, says givers get. And,
right.
you know, he's just
right.
having huge success. But I think the broader lesson in what Bill is doing is that, you know, we have to be proactive. Here's another quick example of that. I have a client who's got an Italian store in Ponaluna, California, and she does a very good job. When she has a promotion, she calls the top 100 people.
What's an Italian store?
Oh, they sell, like, Italian foods and Italian dishes, all stuff Italian.
I got you.
And so she does a real good job of calling her best customers up. You know, she takes top 100. Somebody in her staff gets on the phone, said, we're having this promotion. Come on in. We'd love to see you. So, you know, what she's doing now is the top 100's not quite enough. So what do? You call the top 200.
Right.
If you have something if you have a customer appreciation event that's successful once a year, well, now's the time to do it twice.
Is she using email marketing?
She absolutely. If you're one of our clients and you work with us, you're doing email marketing.
Yeah, that's a great way to reach out and touch your customers. But before you can do that, folks, you got to ask them for their email. You got to get them to give you permission to send them stuff. And I'll tell you what, it's a great way to follow them home. That's what I call it. Follow your customers home, and they'll follow you back.
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought, Bob. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with the Mr. Retail, Bob Negan, right after these messages. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Bob Negan is our guest, N-E-G-E-N. It's spell it the same way either way. N-E-G-E-N. Bob is the co-author, along with his wife, Susan, of Marketing Your Retail Business. He's the founder and the Whiz Bank Training, which is an outstanding organization helping small businesses to not only survive but thrive. And you've been doing that now for a long time, Bob, and you do it based on your own experience. And I think that's one of the keys. That's one of the reasons you're successful is you're not you didn't come from some ivory tower. You actually lived this yourself, and now you're just showing people how you did it.
Absolutely. You know, you know, and not only ivory tower, but small business. And,
exactly.
You know, it's interesting because at Whiz Bang Training, one of the things that I think, you know, really sets us apart and makes us special is my wife Susan came from a department store background.
Right.
And so we've got this combination of, you know, knucklehead who starts a kite store out of college. But went to the School of Hard Knocks, and somebody who has those skills that they train when you become a department store executive. So we've got.
I think that's called Beauty and the Beast, Bob. I think they call that leather and lace. I think that's the term you're looking for. Hey, Bob, tell us how we can contact you online.
Absolutely. If you go to whizbangtraining.com, WHIZ bang. website, boombangtraining.com. If you look in the right-hand top right-hand corner of our homepage, there's a place for you to sign up for our absolutely free, incredibly valuable tip of the week. It's written for retailers, you know, and once a week. It's filled with great information. But I just want to tell your listeners, it's not just for retail. It's for just about every type of small business. I was using an example from a limousine service just a little while ago. We have clients who are restaurants and service businesses.
What's the biggest thing, Bob, that you're seeing that's the biggest breakthrough tip for 2009 that you'd give somebody? What's the one thing that seems to be the most effective in a tough economy like this?
Absolutely. Email marketing is the single most valuable, most powerful, most cost-effective tool for small businesses available today. Now, of course, it needs to be done correctly and it needs to be done right, but, you know, the size of your list, the quality of your list will determine how proactive you can be in determining your success. You know, I have a client who has a sewing center, and she said to me, she says, Bob, since I started doing email marketing, like you said, she says, I can print money. Hmm. And she can. She can print money.
Tell us what that means.
Well, so you know, what she does is, you know, so whenever she needs money, so first of all, let me give you a different story. We have a client that's got a woman's boutique in Washington, D.C. And 2 years ago, there was a big snowstorm. You know, town was socked in. She sent out an email to her list and said, oh, I'm going to be lonely. I don't want to be lonely. Just today, because everything shut down, the whole store is 50% off.
Wow.
And I guess people snowshoed.
They found a way to trek down there, didn't they?
They found a way, and she had one of the biggest days in her history.
And because it was email marketing, she was able to wake up one morning, devise a strategy, and push it out and get response that day.
That's exactly right. You know, and so, but you know, it's so much more than just being able to generate sales that way. You know, what we believe is that at the end of the day, the value to your customer, and therefore the value to you, because they're going to spend more with you, comes from building a relationship so that they're thinking of you. So you build that relationship so that when they buy what you sell, they naturally, automatically, you know, enthusiastically come to you.
Well, because you're the one who's been reaching out to them and touching them time after time in the interim between their two purchases, the last one and the next one.
Absolutely. You are absolutely correct.
And with value, not just with an advertising message, but with some kind of value.
That, you know, and that's the difference between your listeners and the big box stores. The big box stores, what they do is they use email marketing to essentially push out online brochures. What a small business does is talk to their customers about things that are important to them.
Yep.
It's local. It's immediate. It's about them.
Hey, Bob, I got to wrap it up. Whizbangtraining.com, right?
Absolutely.
Check it out, folks. The book is called Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. Bob Nigga, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Jim, it's my pleasure as always.
See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.